The South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, has become music's biggest showcase event. There's so much happening there that NPR music critic Stephen Thompson helpfully curated a list of 100 artists worth watching called the Austin 100. On that list is a pop singer whose national profile is rising. She calls herself Sir Baby Girl. She's not from one of the country's big music scenes, though. In fact, she recorded her debut album in her childhood bedroom in rural New Hampshire. Producer James Napoli has the backstory.
We're in a tiny venue in a small town in Vermont. This is an odd space. The walls are lined with strange artifacts and curiosities, including a canning jar that holds Elvis's gallstones, or so the label says. It's the type of place where outcasts and misfits feel right at home. Tonight's performer is no exception. It's Kelsey Hoag, a.k.a. Sir Baby Girl. She's wearing a backwards bubblegum pink ball cap and shiny silk robe. She cradles the mic close to her mouth. Her lips are painted cornflower blue, the same as her eyeshadow. This isn't the type of performer you might expect to see in rural New England, but Hoag's been here for the past year, since she moved back in with her parents.
This is my childhood bedroom, and I guess it still is because I'm still a child and it's still a bedroom.
Her space is half bedroom, half music studio. The lavender walls are covered in ticket stubs, musical theater flyers, photos of female pop idols, awkward middle school portraits. There are instruments everywhere.
We got an acoustic guitar, we have an electric guitar, which I bedazzled. Well, my first instrument was saxophone, alto saxophone, because of Lisa Simpson, and then bass, because I wanted to play Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Hoag took up singing as a teenager and dreamed of becoming a Broadway star. She studied theater in Boston, but that didn't work out. So she moved to Chicago to be a stand-up comic. That didn't work out either. Then she got fired from her job and sunk into depression. But out of these failures, she wrote a song called Heels. It's super catchy. I kissed your mouth and forgot what it sounded like. Hound in a wasted life. She posted it on SoundCloud and Instagram. Lots of people liked it, including her family back in New Hampshire.
I got a call from my brother one day, and he was just like, you should move home. You need to do your music. And I was like, I think you're right.
At that point, she realized she really did want to make music, but didn't have the money or support to do it in the city. So she moved back home. I'm running home with my heels on my head. And everything that you said. She set up this studio and taught herself how to record and produce her own tracks. The style's a mixture of musical theater, absurdist comedy, and pop.
I want to be addicted to my own songs. You know, that's my goal when I write my songs, is I want them to be just like, have to play it again. It's bubblegum pop. You have to chew on the bubblegum, and then when it loses its flavor, you put another piece in.
But the songs are more than empty calories. For Hoag, they're an expression of her identity as a non-binary, bisexual person.
I identify with being a girl, but I also identify with being a boy. I feel like I am a girl and a boy. So yeah, so I use she, hers, her as my pronoun. So like, Sir Baby Girl, she's over there. Or I use they, them, theirs. So like, Sir Baby Girl, they're over there. Or I've started using he, him, his. Sir Baby Girl, he's over there. For me, like, each pronoun feels affirming.
You can hear these themes in many of her songs, like the tracks Flirting With Her, Pink Light, and Cheerleader.
I'm just, like, obsessed with gender extremes and gender expression extremes, so I love that cheerleaders are extremely feminine and extremely masculine. I want to fall
like a cheerleader. For the record, there were no cheerleaders in her high school. Still, the teenage experience looms large in Hoag's music.
I feel like I'm going back and queering my growing up experience. Like, I wasn't out. I didn't even know I could be.
And in high school, Hoag could see her peers every day. Now, it's not so easy. Most of her friends have moved away. She's isolated.
That was something that I knew going into moving back here for a year. I was just like, that's the sacrifice I'm going to make, is like, I'm not going to have a traditional social life of someone in their 20s, I guess.
So she goes online, where she's built an active following on Instagram. She shared her music there, which actually caught the attention of an indie label. Now Hogue has a deal with Father Daughter Records. It's a huge step, but still no guarantee that she'll be a star. So she keeps hustling.
All I want to do now is just play live and tour it and tour it and tour it and, like, be around humans again.
And she has another dream.
Honestly, I really want backup dancers. Like, it's not a joke. This is not a drill. I really want two backup dancers.
They're all dancing and they're all free. I was once them, but now I freeze when someone approaches.
One of her biggest supporters is Matt Mazur. He's booked her at a few local shows. He's seen hundreds of artists play here, but when he saw Sir Baby Girl take the stage for the first time, she stood out.
You can really tell that Kelsey wanted to make that leap and has been putting a lot of time and effort into preparing for that. It's so magic to see it happen.
It seems like she's inspiring a lot of people to be who they are and be okay with that.
That's Hannah Hoffman, a performer and Hogue's close friend since high school.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard enough to just exist as a human. So it's, like, really cool to have somebody help you feel like what you're doing and who you are is justified and important.
I love White River Junction! Yeah!
Back at the show, Sir Baby Girl's on stage in her pink hat and blue lipstick. Before her final song, she makes a big announcement.
I am moving to Brooklyn in a month. Come find me. Come find me.
Tonight, in front of a few dozen people in small-town Vermont, Sir Baby Girl is still dreaming of becoming a queer pop idol. But in just a few months, she'll play for packed crowds at the country's biggest music showcase with two backup dancers by her side. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm James Napoli in White River Junction, Vermont.